Plainfield taking on the Northview Knights. Northview has a 22-win, 6-loss record. They did play Plainfield earlier in the season, picked up a pretty decisive win, but you don't want to overlook a team like Plainfield here at sectional time.
No, because I'll tell you what, neither of those two teams, they didn't pitch their best pitchers or even something near there. Because I do know one thing, if Plainfield, they've had a successful season when this guy is on the mound, and that's Mr. Tackett. Tackett is a phenomenal pitcher. He actually plays for the San Francisco Giants scout team during the summer. He's a phenomenal player. He's pitched over 45 and two-thirds innings pitched this season, as well has an ERA around the 1.38 side. So he can throw the strike. He can hit his spots. He throws high 80s. His curveball is about 15 miles per hour slower. He's a very phenomenal pitcher, and if you saw a lot of runs last game, you won't see that this game. At least that's my prediction because of the fact you have Braden Tucker on one side and you have Tackett on the other for Plainfield. It's going to be a pitcher's duel. So if you like pitcher's duel, buckle your seatbelts.
Well, stay with us as we get set for game two tonight of our live coverage from Avon, the 4A baseball sectional. It's Northview versus Plainfield. It's coming up on WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money. Right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Lorenz Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Well, we're back at Avon High School, and we're going to turn things over to the public address announcer, Willie Frizzell.
We will not do the national anthem that was played earlier.
We will introduce every player.
So let's meet the teams tonight. First, the visiting Plainfield Quakers. Your non-starters this evening, number 3, a senior, Drew Thomas. Number 11, a senior, Peyton Lee. Number 15, a senior, Tanner Penry. Number 17, a sophomore, Logan Kendall. Number 20, a sophomore, Hunter Dalton. Number 23, a freshman, Jack Bernhardt. Number 25, a sophomore, Braden Feltner. Number 28, a sophomore, Paul Durrell. Number 29, a sophomore, Jackson Spears. And number 30, a senior, Andrew Chichurko. Leading off and playing left field for Plainfield, a junior, number 6, Jacob Sims. Batting second and playing center field, a junior, number 7, Colin Dorsett. Batting third and playing shortstop, a senior, number 12, Jackson Mitchell. Batting fourth and playing first base, a sophomore, number 22, Tice Farrell. Batting fifth and designated hitting, a junior, number 10, Jackson Knowles. Batting sixth and playing right field, a junior, number 26, Miller Nichols. Batting seventh and playing third base, a freshman, number 24, Carter Knoll. Batting eighth and catching, a sophomore, number 18, Kyle Dykens. Batting ninth and pitching, a junior, number 16, Sam Tackett. And playing second base tonight, a sophomore, number 5, Mitchell Baker. The Quakers are coached by Mr. Shane Abril. Ladies and gentlemen, the Plainfield Quakers. Your home team for this evening is the Northview Knights. Your non-starters this evening, number 1, a sophomore, Parker Johnson. Number 2, a freshman, Brevin Cooper. Number 3, a junior, Cole Pierce. Number 8, Caleb Farkas. Number 9, a freshman, Jace Harper. Number 10, a sophomore, Tyler Timberman. Number 13, a junior, Dylan Boer. Number 20, a sophomore, Cade Remke. Number 25, a freshman, Keegan Garrison. And number 30, a freshman, Jackson Abbott. Leading off for Northview and playing shortstop, a junior, number 14, Trey Shaw. Batting second and pitching, a senior, number 32, Braden Tucker. Batting third and playing second base, a senior, number 24, Brigham Boo. Batting fourth and playing third base, a freshman, number 27, Gavin Morris. Batting fifth and playing first base, a freshman, number 34, Dylan Zenko. Batting sixth and playing right field, a junior, number 17, Trey Tucker. Batting seventh and designated hitting, a senior, number 31, Andrew Osborne. Batting eighth and playing left field, a freshman, number 22, Caleb Swearingen. Batting ninth and playing center field, a junior, number 5, Braden Nevins. And catching tonight, a freshman, number 21, Corbin Allen. The Knights are coached by Mr. Craig Trout. Ladies and gentlemen, the Northview Knights.
And your public address announcer, Willie Frizzell, did a great job, and we are about set for baseball. You can tell just from the crowd noise that clearly Northview has the bigger fan section here tonight. They are fired up, and they are ready for some baseball action tonight. Northview taking on Plainfield. The first pitch is coming up after we take this timeout on WAMB.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing
you want a with the most 60 accurate or a 90.
And reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans,
no liner,
it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Jacob Sims, the left fielder, will step up to the plate for Plainfield, and we'll get this game underway here tonight between Northview and Plainfield. Game 2 of our doubleheader tonight, and the first pitch from Braden Tucker is outside. This game is underway.
Braden Tucker, he's no mystery to this spot before. Obviously, he was a big-time help in their state championship team a couple years ago, and senior going to IU after his career with Northview is over.
Swing and a miss and a 1-1 count on Jacob Sims. Defensively again for Northview, Braden Tucker on the mound, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Brigham Boo at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at shortstop. Swing and a miss on that pitch. 1-2 the count. Caleb Swearingen in left field, Braden Nevins in center field, and Trey Tucker in right field. The 1-2 pitch, low and outside, 2-2 the count.
Not a bad pitch. Braden Tucker does that a lot. Either 1-2 or 0-2, he'll bury a fastball down low, away and outside, trying to see if someone can, you know, foul it off or even not even touch it. But Sims this season, batting over 400 batting average. This is a good matchup to start the ball game.
400, that's impressive for a high schooler. Swing and a miss, and Braden Tucker strikes out Jacob Sims. We've got our first out of the game, and this will bring up Colin Dorsett, the center fielder.
Braden Tucker went high and upstairs. Sims just chased it, doesn't normally do that. One out here, second header. One little quick tidbit about Braden Tucker. His ERA this season, 1.28, and he's pitched a lot of innings this season.
1.28. Well, we're ready for the pitch. Here it is. High and outside, ball one. So Colin Dorsett, the center fielder in the number two spot for Plainfield. Braden Tucker ready for the 1-0 pitch. High and inside, 2-0 the count.
See, Braden Tucker, he won't be afraid to throw a breaking ball on 2-0 if his fastball is a little too powerful right now.
Braden Tucker ready for the 2-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch on the way. There's an attempted bunt that's going to pop fly into the air where Dylan Zentko can catch it, and there's two down. So a break for the Northview Knights.
You don't normally see a bunt go that high in the air like that, but when a pitch coming that fast like Braden Tucker pitches, that's going to happen all day.
So now this will bring up Jackson Mitchell. He's a shortstop for Plainfield. Two outs here in the top of the first. Northview, if they can pull this win off, they would play around 12:30 or so on Monday on Memorial Day, and we'll have that game along with the Terre Haute South Avon game Monday morning at 9:50, the championship at 6:50. First pitch a strike, 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch, that ball popped up out of play. Tonight's game, a service of the Terre Haute Tribune Star with the best local sports coverage in the Valley. Subscribe today to the Terre Haute Tribune Star. 0-2 the count with two down and nobody on. The pitch, swing and a miss. And Tucker strikes him out to end the inning. So three up, three down. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard at the end of a half inning, it's Plainfield nothing, Northview coming to bat. More after these messages on Timeless, 1130, 99.5, and 106.9 WAMB.
Do you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss? This is Marty Hobbs, owner of the Hearing Aid Warehouse. I've helped hundreds of people hear better. Now I want to help you. Call or visit us today and receive a free hearing test. Call 235-HEAR. That's 235-4327. Or visit our Terre Haute office, Highway 41 South in Ellis Plaza. In Brazil, we're a half block north of Lynn's Pharmacy, and in Sullivan across from City Hall. The Hearing Aid Warehouse, 235 here.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturdays. Loren Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Are you ready for some Terre Haute Rex baseball?
There's no place like home for summer fun and entertainment. Bring the entire family to Bob Warren Field at Sycamore Stadium. Purchase full or half-season tickets today, or buy single-game tickets as low as $6 for adults at the ticket office 1 hour before all home games. For more information, visit rexbaseball.com or call 812-478-3817.
Terre Haute Rex Baseball. The Terre Haute Rex home opener is May 31st. Get your tickets today.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
We're back at Avon High School. My name is Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the first inning. And due up for Northview will be Trey Shaw, the shortstop, followed by Braden Tucker, the pitcher, Brigham Boo, the second baseman, and then Gavin Morris, the third baseman, in the cleanup spot. Sam Tackett is on the mound for Plainfield. The right-hander is set to go. And here's the first pitch to Northview's Trey Shaw. And that's a strike, 0-1 the count.
It's going to be a pitcher's duel today, I promise you that. But if Trey Shaw finds a way on, that's huge as a leadoff hitter. He has 39 runs scored this season for the Knights. That's the most on the team.
Braden Tucker will be up next as Trey Shaw takes the next pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2 the count.
He throws high 80s on that fastball.
With the sun down, it's finally cooling off, but a beautiful night for the sectional. Swing and a miss, and Trey Shaw goes down. And there's one down. This will bring up Braden Tucker, the pitcher.
I don't know if you noticed it. Trey Shaw right there, he chased an outside pitch because Tackett on an 0-2 had his catcher set up way outside, hit him dead on the money, and Shaw chased it because his two-seam fastball tails out. Pitcher on pitcher crime right here.
We're set for the pitch from Sam Tackett. Inside, ball one. So Sam Tackett on the mound for Plainfield. Kyle Dykens is the catcher. Tyce Farrell at first. Mitchell Baker at second. You've got Carter Knoll at third. Jackson Mitchell at shortstop. The outfield after this pitch. That ball is foul. The count 1-1.
We all know Braden Tucker can hit. He's not just a pitcher. And that's a phenomenal thing. This season, 18 singles, 14 doubles, 6 triples, and 4 home runs.
Jacob Sims in left field, Colin Dorsett in center field, and Miller Nichols in right field. That's your defensive order for Plainfield. As that pitch is outside, 2-1 the count.
Tucker loves roping things down the right field line. You see it's 318 down the right field fence.
Two balls and a strike with one down and nobody on here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count even at 2-2. So it'd be nice to get a couple of hits here to start this first inning, but let's see where we go with Braden Tucker. The 2-2 pitch, that's way outside, full count.
Yeah, it was a hung breaking ball. He's trying to get on the outside corner. Didn't break the way he thought it was going to. Big full count here.
So one down, nobody on, a 3-2 count. Sam Tackett delivers the payoff pitch.
Ooh.
Oh, caught him looking and struck him out. Didn't expect that. So
he put it right in the money, Dave, right on the money on the outside corner.
So Braden Tucker heads back to the dugout, and now this will bring up Brigham Boo, the second baseman. Tonight's game, a service of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841. Join a winning team today.
Ooh.
Wow, that was kind of awkward for the pitcher. He kind of lost his balance as he was getting ready for his windup.
Yeah, he went to pitch, and he kind of fell on his shoelace or something. But normally that's a balk, an automatic ball. But let's see, I don't know what they're going to do.
Looks like nothing.
Okay. And normally in that situation, it's an automatic ball.
Here comes the pitch. That's a ball. 1-0 the count. Beautiful night for baseball here in Avon.
This field is wonderful.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count on Brigham Boo. Two down. Nobody on here in the bottom of the first. Still no score between Plainfield and Northview.
I've played on this field multiple times. Never ended in my favor.
Now Boo steps out.
He's talking to Brigham the other day about what position he's going to play in Only Central. They said he's going to play it honestly everywhere. He's going to be a utility player, which is good for him.
He can do it. The 1-1 pitch. That ball popped up out of play. So the count, 1-2 with two down here in the bottom of the first.
Brigham leads the team with 7 home runs.
Don't forget, we'll have all 3 games for you from Avon on Memorial Day starting at 9:50 in the morning. The 1-2 pitch. swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So the Knights go out, three up, three down. We played one inning of baseball. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Plainfield nothing, Northview nothing. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
On the sporting field and in life, teamwork makes a difference. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, is proud to represent over 2,250 active members as well as numerous retired members. Their goal is to keep their members safe and make sure they're the best trained in the construction industry. For more information, visit IUOELocal841.com. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, wishes the best of luck to our local teams in the state tournament. Auto Source is the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Stop by Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse, or check out their inventory of cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, and motorcycles online at PremierAutoSourceInc.com. Ask about the specials for improved pricing. Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse.
Do yourself a favor. Take a time out at Rockville Lake Park. Put life on hold and set the cell phone down for a while. Take a stroll through nature. You can even camp and spend the night outside or stay in one of Rockville Lake Park's cabins. Go fishing for memories at the lake and take full advantage of the fresh air. Go ahead. Take that time out that you deserve and head to Rockville Lake Park on
No
Marshall
liner.
Road, just north of Rockville, or go to rockvillelake.com for details.
Well, on the first pitch here in the top of the second, Tyce Farrell hits a double to start the inning here in the second game of the baseball sectional at Avon. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark, and now this will bring up the designated hitter, Jackson Knowles. He's the DH for Mitchell Baker, the second baseman. So Plainfield getting things rolling here with a runner on second, nobody on the corners, and nobody out. Braden Tucker checks the runner, delivers the pitch. It's outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So defensively for the Knights, Braden Tucker on the mound, Corbin Allen behind home plate, Dylan Zinko at first, Brigham Boo at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at short. The outfield after Tucker, well, he's going to make a throw to second. The runner is safe. Caleb Swearingen is in left field, Braden Nevins in center, and Trey Tucker in right.
One of the things about Farrell's double there, when you face pitchers that have to throw high velocity like Braden Tucker, attack it, you don't need a full swing. He kind of just check swing. That ball drove to left center.
The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, anything's possible in the postseason. You hope that the Knights can find a way to get a victory tonight and move on to Monday's semifinal round. Terre Haute South ended, or Terre Haute North rather, ended their season tonight with an 8-5 loss to Brownsburg, so they're out of the tournament. And the count now 2-1 on Jackson Knowles. Terre Haute South plays Avon Monday morning at 10. We'll have that coverage along with Brownsburg and the winner of this game in game two, championship set for 7. Swing and a miss, 2-2 the count. So two balls and two strikes with no outs here in the top of the second. Plainfield's got Tyce Farrell on at second with a first pitch out of the gate and a stand-up double to start this second inning.
Strikeout.
Cold strike. Caught him looking, and he'll head back to the dugout.
What a pitch. What a pitch, man. I just love these pitcher duels. As a baseball guy, you can frame a pitch on the outside corner. You get it down low on the inside for strikes. Beautiful pitching by the future IU commit.
So now Miller Nichols, the right fielder, will bat next for Plainfield. Nobody on the corners. Runner at second for the Quakers. Braden Tucker checks the runner. Delivers the pitch. Right across the plate for a called strike.
Establishing his breaking ball first pitch, you got to like it, which means he can come back with the fastball, which makes the breaking ball there is a slow pitch. So when he comes with a fastball, it's going to look a lot faster.
0-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. So the count is 0-2. Tucker ready to go. The pitch. They check the swing. It's going to be a ball. Well, they're still deciding, right? Nope. They're saying he did not swing.
Yeah, see, Corbin Allen was trying to ask the umpire multiple times, and the first base umpire didn't do anything because he has to ask the home plate umpire first, and then he asked, and then he made his indication for the sign.
So the count, 1-2. Runner takes the lead again at second. Here's the pitch. Outside, caught him looking for a called strike. Two in a row for Braden Tucker.
How about this? A leadoff double, next two batters, striking out looking. That's why in these kind of pitcher's duels, you got to play down bunch of small ball things.
Tonight's game, a service of Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Get your season tickets today by visiting rexbaseball.com. Two down, runner still on at second, and this will bring up Carter Knoll, the third baseman. That first pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. Runner takes the lead again at second. Carter Knoll ready for the 1-0 pitch. Way outside, 2-0 the count. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll join the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network at high noon for the Freedom 100 race. Big day at the track tomorrow. And then, of course, the big race on Sunday at 11 o'clock, the greatest spectacle in racing here on 1130 AM, 99.5 FM, 106.9 FM, WAMB. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing. And they will give him a strike. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike with two down here in the top of the second inning. Still no score between Plainfield and Northview. The 2-1 pitch. Got a piece of it. Count even now at 2-2.
Big, big pitch here. You got a runner on second base. You've already struck out the last two hitters. I don't imagine giving anything him a hit, but a breaking ball is in play here.
Big pitch coming up for Braden Tucker. Here it is. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out, and that ends the inning. For Plainfield, three up, three down. We played 1.5 innings, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still scoreless between Plainfield and Northview. Back with more in a moment on WAMB.
Western Indiana Credit Union asks, would you like to handle your financial transactions with people who know who you are and smile at you when you walk in the door? Western Indiana Credit Union knows that being treated a little nicer makes all the difference. Visit us in Brazil or Sullivan or online at westernindianacu.com. It's easy to become a member of WICU. Western Indiana Credit Union, equal housing lender. Deposits covered by American Share. Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service. Just hear these happy customer reviews. We were very happy with the timing, scheduling, and performance. Highly recommend. Incredibly nice individuals who stand behind their work. And they did a great job installing my septic system. Professional and courteous. Highly recommend. Sutherland Incorporated, 812-442-0396. Your best choice for sewer and septic service. American Legion Post 2 in Brazil, Indiana proudly welcomes new members every day. Post 2 is the oldest American Legion post in Indiana. Great food, good times, friendly people, and Wednesday nights it's the treasure hunt jackpot drawing, license number on file. June 9th, it's the Legion's 11th annual White Knuckle Ride benefiting veterans organizations. Come be part of something great. American Legion Post 2 in Brazil. 1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Gavin Morris will lead things off here in the bottom of the second for the Knights, and the first pitch is a strike. 0-1 the count. No score between Plainfield and Northview as we enter the bottom half of the second inning from Avon High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless 1130. Got a piece of it for a foul ball, the count 0-2.
I'll tell you one thing about Gavin Morris. Only being a freshman, batting in the cleanup spot on a program like Northie, that's not an easy task to do. I mean, when he came out of middle school, everybody was talking, oh, Gavin Morris, another pitcher next to Braden Tucker. But no, his bat, it's been the best part of his game so far.
The 0-2 pitch. Got a piece of it. Foul ball. Count remains 0-2. Tonight's game, a service of Rockville Lake Park. Drift outdoors at Rockville Lake Park. And the next pitch, inside and high, 1-2 the count. A lot of Northview fans on hand tonight. They made the hour, 10-minute drive or so from Brazil tonight. We know many of you got to work tomorrow, so you're home tuned in to the radio, and we're glad you're there. That pitch is inside.
Look at this shift in the outfield Plainfield's doing. You got right, the center fielder nearly in right field, and the right fielder hugging the line. There's a giant gap in left center. They do that because how fast he throws, usually the only time you're going to catch up to is when you push it oppo and you're late.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and they struck him out. So far there's been four Northview batters, and all four have struck out.
Sam's the real deal, man. Like I mentioned, he plays for the San Francisco Giants scout team during the summer. He's a big boy. He can pitch the baseball.
Dylan Zentko, the first baseman for the Knights, will bat next for Northview. With one down here in the bottom of the second and no score. Here's the pitch. Called strike. 0-1 the count. Wow, this Tackett kid, he is impressive.
Told you.
And the right-hander, he's got some heat on each pitch.
His breaking ball's good.
0-1 the count. Here's the next pitch. That's low. 1-1 the count on Dylan Zentko. Tonight's game, a service of American Legion Post number 2 in Brazil. Be part of something great. Join the American Legion Post number 2 today. One ball, one strike, and one down. The pitch. That's low. 2-1 the count.
Yeah, we mentioned Northview's offense hasn't had a base runner yet. All four have became strikeouts. They got to find a way to start taking pitches. You know, get ahead like 2-1 like Dylan Zentko's doing, or just start jumping on the first pitch you see that's right down the middle.
The 2-1 pitch. Hard hit ball to left field, and it is to be just foul, but barely.
That hit the wall, Dave. That hit the wall.
It hit the 318 marker just left of the big yellow pole.
What do you say, by 3 yards to the left of the foul line, maybe?
It wasn't much, no doubt about it. But this kid is capable of hitting. There's no doubt about it. So, again, no score. We're in the bottom of the second. One down. Nobody on for Northview. They're trying to find their first hit of the game. Every Northview batter has struck out so far. Zentko trying to get a hit. Swing and a miss. They're going to have to throw him out. They'll get the job done, and there's two outs.
Five strikeouts in a row. My goodness.
Wow. I didn't expect this out of Plainfield tonight, but I forgot about this Sam Tackett.
Well, he didn't play against Northview the last time on the mound. There's a reason for this. You hide your gem.
Right.
You know you play the team, possibly in sectionals.
He's a gem. There's no doubt about it. Trey Tucker, the right fielder, will bat next for the Knights. So Tucker steps in, and we are set to go. Nobody on here in the bottom of the second. Outside corner, a called strike.
What's the record for strikeouts in an IHSA ball game? We got to find that out, don't we?
That makes you wonder, doesn't it? The pitch, that's low. 1-1 the count. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Premier Auto Service. They're at 2749 South 3rd Street in Terre Haute. The source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley, Premier Auto Source. A ball and a strike here in the bottom of the second. There's no outs, there's two outs, and nobody on, I mean. That pitch is low. Two and one the count.
He's overthrown a little bit too much right here. On those last two balls, he's kind of cocked back the arm a little bit, trying to bring an extra 5 miles per hour to the pitch, which I'm sure he can do, but that's the reason he's throwing it in the dirt.
Two and one the count with two down. The pitch. That ball popped up to right field. They're going to have to run it down. It drops in fair territory. What a break. So that's going to be the first hit of the game. So Trey Tucker is on. And now this will bring up the designated hitter, Andrew Osborne.
So how about that? Trey Tucker, brother of starting pitcher Braden Tucker, gets some brotherly love there. And all Trey Tucker did was just throw his hands at the ball, and it blooped in. That's what you're going to have to do with a player like this and a pitcher that good.
And it just found the sweet spot right there on that right field line. They could not get to it quick enough, and it dropped before it rolled out of. Well, it was in fair play when it dropped. That's all that matters. Here's the pitch. That's ball one. So Andrew Osborne in the seventh position. He's the DH for catcher Corbin Allen. Runner takes the lead at first. Did they keep Zinko in to run, or has he got a pitch runner there? He does, doesn't he? Yeah, they snuck in a pinch runner on us, I think.
Did they?
Yeah. What number is he? Oh, okay.
It's still Trey Tucker, I believe. Yeah, it's still Trey Tucker.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Trey Tucker. I was thinking Zinko, but he struck out. My bad. So Trey Tucker is on at first base. Nobody at second and third. They're going to throw back on Trey Tucker. He's safe.
And don't be surprised if you do see Coach Trout do that a little bit tonight. A lot of pinch runners because you have a full bench now. You get to take 21 total guys with you on a sectional trip.
It's about my bedtime, Corey, so this is a late night for yours truly.
Ah, I'm fine.
A throw down first, and he's safe. Three and 0 the count.
Now you're down on the count, and let's see how Tackett reacts here because you walk the guy. It might be in his favor because Caleb Swearingen's coming up next. We haven't seen him hit varsity since the first game of the season. I don't know, did Caleb Swearingen hit against Indian Creek the last game?
Did Caleb Swearingen get a hit?
Did he play?
Oh, did he play?
Do you remember off the top of your head?
Boy, I can't remember.
Because all I remember is Caleb Swearingen. He was playing JV for most of the season this year.
The count is 3-1 with two down here in the bottom of the second. Trey Tucker takes the lead at first. Nobody at second and third. A throw back on Tucker at first. Oh, they got him.
Wow.
Oh, that's a tough break. So that ends the Northview threat here in the second inning. So there was one hit, no runs, no errors, nobody left on. We played two innings of baseball here in Avon, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, we're still scoreless between Plainfield and Northview. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
For the most complete coverage of sports in and around Terre Haute and Vigo County, the Tribune Star is your best media source. Follow your favorite high school and area collegiate teams, including the Division I ISU Sycamores, by subscribing to the daily and Sunday print edition. And keep up with the latest sports developments from anywhere by connecting to our website and social media. You are never too far from the Tribune Star, online at tribstar.com.
Would you like a job with a future, a great career, working with great people, and a job with great benefits? Then see yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success and see your family so proud of your career working with great people in a supportive atmosphere. Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Rockville Correctional Facility.
Sundays! Paul's Auto Yard is now open Sundays. Needing to do yard work on your vehicle on a Sunday morning? Go to Paul's Auto Yard, now open 7 days a week. Bring your own tools and pull your own part on Sundays. Wanting some cash and you have an old junker?
No liner.
Paul's Auto Yard, and they will pay you cash on the spot. Just don't forget the title. Cleaning your yard on Sunday? Bring your scrap metal to Paul's Auto Yard. Now open on Sundays.
Kyle Dykens is your batter for Plainfield as we go to the top of the third. No score between Plainfield and Northview. The next pitch, a swing and a miss. The count even, or the count actually at 0-2. So both teams have had a hit apiece, no errors, no runs. We definitely have a strong pitcher's duel tonight here at Avon. Braden Tucker is on the mound for the Knights. Corbin Allen, the catcher. Dylan Zentko at first. Brigham Boo at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Swearingen, Nevins, and Tucker. Swing and a miss on that pitch, and he struck him out. So Dykens goes out. By the way, that's 6 strikeouts already for Brayton Tucker.
And 5 on the other side for Tackett. So 11 strikeouts combined in this ball game.
Now the two pitchers face each other. Sam Tackett for Plainfield will face Brayton Tucker. One down here in the top of the third. No score. On the outside corner for a called strike. So 0-1 the count. Here's your pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 the count.
That was a dirty, dirty curveball. Started inside, broke out.
Tonight's game, a service of Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service in Brazil. 0-2 the count as the batter, Sam Tackett, steps out for a moment. Now he steps back in. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So two down here in this inning. We'll go to the top of the order with Jacob Sims, the left fielder.
I'm going to be honest, Dave. This game might come down whoever can score first.
No doubt, and it's moving right along, actually.
You might make home before your bedtime.
Well, that's about now, actually. So I won't. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Last time up for Sims, he struck out.
0-1 the count with two down. No score between Northview and Plainfield. Swing and a miss, strike two. We would like you to go to our Facebook page at Timeless 1130 WAMB. and 2 the count. Outside. And they struck him out. So in the inning, 3 up, 3 down for Plainfield. We played 2.5 on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Still no score between the Quakers and the Knights. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
This is John Shepard at Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services in Brazil. Heartworm disease is a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes. Heartworm disease can be deadly. We can protect our dogs and cats from heartworms by giving them a monthly preventative. Heartworm disease is on the inside of the body, so oftentimes owners don't know that it's going on. One of the concerns we have about treating heartworm disease is cost, and the cost can be mitigated through prevention. So please keep your pets safe and happy and with you this summer. Keep them on heartworm prevention. And remember, blessings come from Four Loving Paws.
Looking for a truck driving job with weekends off? Hobby Trucking is currently accepting applications for qualified Class A CDL company drivers. Applicants must be able to pass a physical and drug screen. Hobby Trucking also has a qualified office personnel position open. Hobby Trucking is family owned and operated. Stop by Hobby Trucking on Highway 40 just 3 miles west of Brazil for an application or call 812-446-0581 for more details on how you can join their team.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
11:30 a.m., 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, the 4A baseball sectional, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. No score between Plainfield and Northview. Andrew Osborne will continue to bat as he was attempting to get a hit when the out on Trey Tucker happened at first base. First pitch, a strike, 0-1 the count.
And already 8 strikeouts right now for Braden Tucker.
And the next pitch, a strike, 0-2 the count.
You know what the bad thing is, though? Andrew Osborne, yeah, he gets the hit again, but because of that pickoff the last half inning, he had a 3-0 count on him. He has to redo over. Now he's down 0-2.
So Sam Tackett on the mound, the right-hander, ready to deliver the 0-2 pitch. That ball smashed down toward the third baseman. He'll scoop it up and make the throw to first in time for the out. So Carter Knoll, he almost cut off his shortstop, Jackson Mitchell, on that play. But he made the nice throw to Tyce Farrell for the out, and there's one down.
And that's what you're supposed to do as a third baseman. I mean, I play third. If you have the better, they have the better angle at the baseball. If they can go and get it, they go get it. Because you think about it, when he gets the ball, he's already, his body angle is already towards first base. So he got the ball, was able to come up and throw it on a dart.
Caleb Swearingen will bat next. He's the left fielder for the Knights. One down, nobody on here in the bottom of the third. Up and high. There's just a little bit of smoke from the grill smoker kind of hanging over the outfield. It looks kind of cool right now in the lights. Yeah, a little smoke fog, so to speak, from the cooker. That's a strike, 1-1 the count. A ball and a strike and one down here in the bottom of the third. Caleb Swearingen trying to get on base for the Knights. A swing and a miss, 1-2 the count. Braden Evans will be up next. He's the center fielder for the Knights. So ready for the 1-2 pitch. He reached for it, a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out.
Coach Trout just hanging his head over there at third base, doesn't know what to do right now.
He's a little frustrated, isn't he? Well, this pitcher is really doing the job right now for the Plainfield Quakers. He's very impressive.
Might want to start just laying down bunts.
Western Indiana Credit Union has offices in Brazil and Sullivan. See them for the best mortgage rates at Western Indiana Credit Union. That ball is popped up as Braden Evans gets a foul ball on an 0-1 count. If we get that far, we'll go to the top of the order with Trey Shaw, but there is two outs here in the bottom of the third. You're listening to Timeless 1130, 106.9 and 99.5 WAMB Brazil Terre Haute and on the web at WAMBradio.com. Like us on Facebook at Timeless 1130 WAMB. That pitch, a ball, 1-1 the count. Always appreciate your likes on Facebook, and if you want to leave us any comments, we've got some long-distance listeners usually to our Northview broadcast. Let us know where you're tuned in from, or even if you're in Clay County or elsewhere. Go to Timeless 1130 WAMB on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. 2-1 the count with two down here in the bottom of the third. Sam Tackett, the right-hander, ready for the next pitch. Inside corner, a called strike. And the count 2-2 on Braden Evans. We're back at it Monday morning at 9:50 with Terre Haute South and Avon. The winner of this game takes on Brownsburg in the second game. Swing and a miss, strikes him out, and that will end the inning for Northview. Three up, three down. We've played three on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Still no score between Northview and Plainfield. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
You don't have the pool open yet? Need chemicals for your spa? Not a problem. Give John and Terry at Highway 40 Pool and Spa a call today at 812-605-9228 to get your pool or spa open for the season or to get your water tested with their WaterLink testing system. Highway 40 Pool and Spa also stocks a large selection of pool and spa chemicals and accessories. Highway 40 Pool and Spa open 10 to 6, 9 to noon Saturday, close Wednesday and Sunday. Highway 40 Pool and Spa, 5463 West US Highway 40, Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, we go to the top half of the fourth inning. Still no score between Northview and Plainfield. The batter is Colin Dorsett, the center fielder. He's 0 for 1 tonight. He's looking at a one ball, one strike count against Braden Tucker. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike, 1-2 the count.
That breaking ball was beautiful. Started outside near the hands and drove right into the bottom of the mitt there of Corbin Allen.
The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. They strike him out. So with one down, this will bring up Jackson Mitchell, the shortstop. He struck out in the first inning as well.
Seven strikeouts in a row for Braden Tucker. Seven.
Wow.
He has nine on the afternoon. Sam Tackett has six.
So Jackson Mitchell will step up to the plate. We'll run through that defensive order for you once again here in just a moment. Called strike on the outside corner. So Braden Tucker on the mound for Northview. Corbin Allen, your catcher. Dylan Zinko at first. Brigham Boo at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at shortstop as Tucker delivers the next pitch. Swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. Caleb Swearingen in left field. Braden Nevins in center. And Trey Tucker in right field. We hope you're enjoying our broadcast tonight live at Avon on WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. And streaming live at WAMBradio.com. Is that a ball?
It was, just a tad bit high.
1-2 the count with one down and nobody on here in the top of the fourth. The 1-2 pitch. That's a ball. 2-2 the count.
Fans don't like it. He's missing a little bit high just by an inch, man. I'm telling you, it's not far away.
2-2 the count. On Jackson Mitchell. That's an inside pitch, 3-2 the count.
All three of his balls in a row have been very, very close. Now you want to try to get this guy out because the man on deck hit a double the last time up.
The payoff pitch.
There you go.
Called strike. Caught him looking. And there's two down.
Eight strikeouts in a row.
So now this will bring up Tyce Farrell, the first baseman. He got the big hit for Plainfield in the second. It was a double. And it's the only hit of the game so far for the Quakers. So the left-hander steps up to the plate. Braden Tucker will go to work on him. Swing and a miss on the first pitch, strike one.
I like the aggressiveness by Farrell. You know, last time up, he had a double. He comes up swinging on the first pitch.
Farrell steps in again. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball smashed down toward the first base line, but it will be foul, and the count 0-2.
You can't tell me Braden Tucker doesn't want this. As soon as he saw that ball go foul, he sprinted over to first base.
Tonight's game, a service of Hobby Trucking, located 3 miles west of Brazil on U.S. 40. They're now accepting applications for qualified drivers as well as office personnel. Stop by and see them at Hobby Trucking, west of Brazil. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making our broadcast possible. You guys really stepped up for our tournament coverage, and we greatly appreciate your sponsorship and your promotion of Northview Sports. And we're going to continue to bring you more next year when the football season rolls around and But enjoy summer while we can, and it'll be here before you know it. 1-2 the count with two down. Here's the pitch. Inside pitch, 2-2 the count. Tyce Farrell, the first baseman, is your batter with nobody on here in the top of the fourth. Fast-moving game due to all the strikeouts for both teams. That ball lined foul down the first baseline once again. Tune in tomorrow at 12 noon for the Freedom 100 race, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. We'll have a 90-minute broadcast tomorrow from noon to 1:30. Kind of get you ready for the big race on Sunday, the Indy 500, with our coverage at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out.
Nine in a row.
Three up, three down. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard at the end of three and a half, it's still Plainfield nothing, Northview nothing. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930. Providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower Energy Bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, and on the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth, Trey Shaw gets a hit out to right field. How do you like that?
You got to like that a lot, actually, because Trey Shaw, the last time up, struck out. Got a pitch down the middle this time and just threw the hands. When Trey Shaw gets on, they score, and it's a high percentage. And look at it. Runner on first base now, no outs. Coach Trout's going to talk to Braden Tucker maybe about laying down a bunt here. It wouldn't be the worst idea. Maybe a fake bunt to get Shaw to second base for an RBI situation, because we talked about it. One run might win this ball game, Dave.
Well, Braden Tucker, he got caught looking in the first. He's 0 for 1 tonight. The left-hander steps in. Meantime, Trey Shaw takes a lead at first. No score, bottom of the fourth here at Avon High School. The 4A baseball sectional tonight here on WAMB. And a throw to first base. Trey Shaw is back in time. So Braden Tucker ready to go. Here comes the pitch. He went for the attempted bunt, but he did not connect. They're going to call it a strike. 0-1 the count. Well, if we can get the Knights to get a few hits and hopefully get a run in here, and as you mentioned, it may be a really low-scoring game tonight, and you want to be the first team to get that run. 0-1 the count. Another throw back to first base. Trey Shaw is safe. We're looking at an 0-1 count on Braden Tucker. We're in the bottom of the fourth, no score. If you haven't heard, Lady Knights lose the sectional championship tonight at Edgewood by a final score of 6-4. Another good season for Northview's girls softball team, as that one has popped up and out of play. Terre Haute South lost to Avon in the 4A girls softball, and that was the sectional championship too, correct? So they're out. Terre Haute North lost earlier tonight. in a game that we broadcast here on WAMB. That was an 8-5 win for Brownsburg tonight. So they'll await the winner of this game Monday afternoon at around 12:30. The pitch, outside, 2-2 the count.
On an 0-2 count, Tackett was called a pitch out, and that was a smart play because Shaw might steal there. If I'm Plainfield, my worst nightmare is having Trey Shaw on the base pass.
A 1-2 count on Braden Tucker. Trey Shaw takes the lead at first, and now Tucker, Braden Tucker, steps out of the batter's box for a moment. 1-2 the count. Three hits in the game so far. The Knights have had two so far. The Quakers have had one. Neither team has scored. There's been airless baseball so far, at least in this game. Of course, we had plenty of errors in the first game, so.
Haven't really had a chance for an error this game.
Good point.
15 strikeouts combined between the two. 16 now.
Two balls and two strikes on Braden Tucker. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up. It's going deep. It's going deep to right center field, but it is going to be caught by Colin Dorsett.
Oh, my God.
Now they're going to throw to first base and get Trey Shaw out for a double play. Trey Shaw was almost to third base because it looked like that ball had a chance. How about that?
Wow.
So, Tucker, we're going to call that a 9, right? That was the right fielder?
Yeah, F9, and then 9-3.
Wow.
I can't believe what just happened. I mean, that ball was gone, did it not?
It sure looked like it was going to go over the wall, but it just fell short barely in that power alley area.
That was the deepest part of the field, too. Man.
We needed that one. Brigham Boo, he struck out in the first. He'll bat next for the Knights with nobody on here in the bottom of the fourth. After a big double play there with Braden Tucker, he popped out to the right fielder. It went deep, and then Trey Shaw had too much of a lead. He was heading to third, and they made a nice throw to first, and he wasn't even back at second at that point. On the outside corner for a called strike, 0-2 the count. Two down. Nobody on, bottom of the fourth, no score. Northview and Plainfield. It's the postseason tournament here on WAMB. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So for Northview, no runs, one hit, no errors, no left on. We've played four on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. It's still Plainfield nothing, Northview nothing. Back with more after these messages on Timeless 1130 WAMB.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10. Leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do! Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only, a participating Sonic jar.
Sorry, too late. On the sporting field and in life, teamwork makes a difference. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, is proud to represent over 2,250 active members as well as numerous retired members. Their goal is to keep their members safe and make sure they're the best trained in the construction industry. For more information, visit IUOELocal841.com.
No liner.
The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, wishes the best of luck to our local teams in the state tournament.
Back at Avon High School, we're in the top of the fifth inning. Still no score between Plainfield and Northview. Jackson Knowles is the designated hitter. He's looking at an 0-2 count
right
now.
Yeah, me too. He's really struggling with
And that struck him out. So, a strikeout here to start the top of the fifth inning, and now this will bring up Miller Nichols, the right fielder.
Was it looking or swinging?
Was he looking or swinging? He was swinging. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Miller Nichols, the right fielder, will step up to the plate with nobody on here in the top of the fifth. Still no score.
12 strikeouts for Braden Tucker.
Inside pitch. 1-0 the count. We're glad that you're tuned in tonight to the 4A Baseball Sectional on Timeless WAMB. That ball is smashed down toward the second baseman. Brigham Boos scoops it up, makes the throw to Dylan Zimko, and there's two outs.
How insane is this? 12 of the 15 outs so far have came from the strikeout. This might top the freshman Washington pitcher that yesterday.
How about that? Today's game, a service of Paul's Auto Yard, located at 2701 North 25th Street in Terre Haute, now open Sunday.
Sunday.
That pitch is outside on one Carter Knoll, the third baseman. He struck out in the second, so he's 0-1 tonight. Count 1-0 on Carter Knoll.
Everybody struck out tonight.
No doubt. Braden Tucker on the mound for the Knights. Corbin Allen, the catcher. Dylan Zimko at first. Brigham Boo at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at short. Left to right, Caleb Swearingen, Braden Nevins, and Trey Tucker. And on that pitch, it's a ball, 2-0 the count.
See, once you get to the state tournament, if you have a really good pitcher, you're bound to make a run. That's how it works.
2-0 pitch. Foul ball, 2-1 the count.
And the good thing about these two teams is when they play tonight, they don't play again until Monday. The max you can pitch in IHSA now is 120 pitches to be able to pitch by Monday. So these guys can go as long as they want.
The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 the count. So we're back on the air Monday morning at 9:50. 10 o'clock first pitch. Terre Haute South versus Avon. Swing and a miss, and they struck him out. Three up, three down. We've played four and a half here at Avon on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. Still no score between Plainfield and Northview. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
Do you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss? This is Marty Hobbs,
that
owner of the Hearing Aid Warehouse.
That commercial was my fault. My
I've helped hundreds of people
the
hear better.
Yeah,
now
computer.
I want to help you. Call or visit us today and receive a free hearing test. Call 235-HEAR. That's 235-4327. Or visit our Terre Haute office, Highway 41 South in Ellis Plaza. In Brazil, we're a half block north of Lynn's Pharmacy, and in Sullivan across from City Hall. The Hearing Aid Warehouse, 235-HEAR.
Are you ready for some Terre Haute Rex Baseball? There's no place like home for summer fun and entertainment. Bring the entire
Corey,
family to
I'm tired.
Field at Sycamore Stadium. Purchase full or half-season tickets today or buy single-game tickets as low as $6 for adults at the ticket office 1 hour before all home games.
No.
For more information, visit rexbaseball.com or call 812-478-3817.
Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Rex Baseball. The Terre Haute Rex home opener is May 31st. Get your tickets today.
Western Indiana Credit Union asks, would you like to handle your financial transactions with people who know who you are and smile at you when you walk in the door? Western Indiana Credit Union knows that being treated a little nicer makes all the difference. Visit us in Brazil or Sullivan or online at westernindianacu.com. It's easy to become a member of WICU. Western Indiana Credit Union, equal housing lender. Deposits covered by American Share.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning here at Avon, and the first pitch to Gavin Morris, that ball is in the short center field, and it will be caught for the out.
You know, I'm starting to think, Dave, we talked about, hey, it's a quick game, strikeout to strikeout, but maybe we're never going home if no one scores.
That's a good point. It could be a 12-inning game or something.
Or before a pitcher hits their max.
That's a good point. Now this will bring up Dylan Zimko. He struck out in the second. So we'll see what he can do here in the bottom half of the fifth inning for the Northview Knights. Beautiful night for baseball here in Avon. We're so glad you're tuned in tonight on Timeless 1130 WAMB. First pitch, that's a ball, 1-0 the count.
He turns on it pretty
Knights are trying to get some hits on the board. They've only had two tonight. The Quakers have had one. That's a ball smashed down to the third baseman. Carter Knoll makes the stretch to first base to Tyce Farrell, and there's two down. So score that 5-3.
Now here comes a very important man at the plate right now. You know why I say that? He is the only man in this ball game to have not struck out on Plainfield side or Northview. Everybody struck out today except for Trey Tucker. He had a base hit the last time up. Let's see if that changes after this at bat.
So Trey Tucker will bat next for the Knights. We'll remind you that tonight's game is service of Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services, reminding you that it's Heartworm Prevention Month. That ball is in the air high, could be playable in foul territory. Did he catch it? I couldn't see him behind the dugout. Did he get it or not?
No, he didn't, but I think it landed in fair territory. He just didn't catch it.
So 0-1 the count. Tonight's game also brought to you by the Rockville Correctional Facility, now accepting applications for correctional officers. Go to their website or call 765-569-3178 for more information at the Rockville Correctional Facility.
Well, it looks like he hit his glove and just popped out.
So Trey Tucker ready to go on an 0-1 pitch. And that's a bit high, 1-1 the count. So the winner of this game plays Brownsburg as they beat Terre Haute North earlier tonight. Avon and Terre Haute South do battle Monday morning. Three big games, Memorial Day, and we'll have them for you here on Timeless 1130, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, your home for Timeless Classics and the Terre Haute Rex. On the outside corner, there's a called strike, 1-2 the count. Three hits in this game, one for the Quakers and two for the Knights. A pitcher's duel for sure.
Told you during pregame.
1-2 pitch. That's a bit low, 2-2 the count. Well, the game is moving right along. We're about an hour into this one, and we're already in the bottom of the fifth, so... 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Outside corner. Caught him looking. Called strike. And that ends the inning. Three up, three down. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, still no score between Plainfield and Northview. Stay with us. Back with more in a moment on WAMB.
Premier Auto Source is the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Stop by Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse, or check out their inventory of cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, and motorcycles online at PremierAutoSourceInc.com. Ask about the specials for improved pricing. Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse.
Do yourself a favor. Take a time out at Rockville Lake Park. Put life on hold and set the cell phone down for a while. Take a stroll through nature. You can even camp and spend the night outside or stay in one of Rockville Lake Park's cabins. Go fishing for memories at the lake and take full advantage of the fresh air. Go ahead. Take that time out that you deserve and head to Rockville Lake Park on Marshall Road, just north of Rockville, or go to rockvillelake.com for details.
Would you like a job with a future, a great career, working with great people, and okay, a job with great benefits? Then see yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success and see your family so proud of your career.
Coming directly back at you, no liner. Atmosphere.
Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Rockville Correctional Facility.
We're back at Avon High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We're in the top of the sixth inning. No score between Northview and Plainfield. And right there, Kyle Dykens. He popped out to the pitcher, Brayden Tucker. And quickly, there is one out.
Hit a hard ground ball right to Brayden Tucker. Reflexes like a cat, Dave. Hey, you're getting to the point here where pitch counts do matter. It's not about innings anymore, not about games played. If you get to the point where you have to go to extra innings, and I know you have to win this game, but if Brayden or even Tuckett or Tackett goes over 120 pitches, you have to bring somebody else in.
Braden Tucker delivers the pitch to Sam Tackett, and the first pitch a strike, 0-1 the count. The Knights have won 22 games this season. They've lost only six. They're trying to find a way to win their 23rd tonight, but they're going to need some more hits and runs if they're going to do it. Next pitch a strike on a swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. Top of the sixth in a 0-0 ball game here at Avon. Swing and a miss, and Braden Tucker strikes him out, and quickly there's two down.
It's his 14th strikeout on the day, and the things that Braden Tucker does in an 0-2 count, he can throw the breaking ball from up top, but he'll drop to the sidearm pitch. He's starting to pick that up the last year this season that he's going to take to IU, and it's even dirtier when he goes down there.
Jacob Sims, the left fielder, at the top of the order now for Plainfield. He tried to go for a bunt, but it's going to be a foul ball. 0-1 the count.
And that's when you know the pitcher is in your mind. Sims, a 400-plus hitter, batting average-wise, struck out twice tonight, just trying to find a way on base.
So Jacob Sims, that one popped up out of play. So the count now 0-2. Again, we're in the top half of the sixth inning here at Avon. Tonight's game, a service of Timberland Lumber in Brazil. They have the inventory to help you get your projects finished fast at Timberland. The pitch, swing and a miss, and they strike him out. And just like that, three up, three down. We've played 5.5 innings on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, still scoreless between Plainfield and Northview. Back with more in a moment on WAMB.
Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service. Just hear these happy customer reviews. We were very happy with the timing, scheduling, and performance. Highly recommend. Incredibly nice individuals who stand behind their work. And they did a great job installing my septic system. Professional and courteous. Highly recommend. Sutherland Incorporated, 812-442-0396. Your best choice for sewer and septic service. American Legion Post 2 in Brazil, Indiana proudly welcomes new members every day. Post 2 is the oldest American Legion post in Indiana. Great food, good times, friendly people, and Wednesday nights it's the treasure hunt jackpot drawing, license number on file. June 9th, it's the Legion's 11th annual White Knuckle Ride benefiting veterans organizations. Come be part of something great. American Legion Post 2 in Brazil. You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We're so glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless 1130 AM, 106.9 FM in Brazil, or 99.5 FM in Terre Haute. We're also on the World Wide Web at WAMBradio.com. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Andrew Osborne, the designated hitter, will lead things off. He is 0 for 1 tonight. It's hard to believe how few batters have actually batted tonight, but it's just been a big pitcher's duel. As that first pitch, it's a ball, isn't it? 1-0 the count. The next pitch, got a piece of it, 1-1 the count. We're all even at one apiece here in the bottom of the sixth. Sam Tackett delivers the next pitch. That one's popped up out of play. 1-2 the count. A lot of fans made the drive tonight to Avon High School, so the Knights are well represented by their fan club for sure. Next pitch, outside, 2-2 the count.
Man, just look at all those zeros on the board.
0-1-0 is the Plainfield line for Northview. 0-2-0.
Tied at 0. Phenomenal. If you have pitching duels, you should be here right now.
Andrew Osborne ready for the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out. Now this will bring up Caleb Swearingen, the left fielder. Tonight's game, a service of Highway 40 Spa, located at 5463 West Highway 40, Brazil. Get your pool or spa ready for the summer season now at Highway 40 Spa.
Hey, Brevin Harper, he's a senior. He's pinch hitting right now for Caleb Swearingen. If you remember Brevin Harper on senior night, he's the one who got the walk-off hit against Vincennes Lincoln.
Absolutely. So Brevin Harper will be the pinch hitter. Let's see if he's got a hot bat right now.
I mean, he's very high. I mean, he's been hitting the ball very well the last couple games. When he gets his opportunity all season
long. Oh, he got hit in the helmet, but he seems to be okay.
So how about that? Now you're going to bring someone in to run for him because this is a big opportunity right now. Don't be surprised if Nevins bunts. Then you have two outs. Trey Shaw come up to the plate for possible RBI scenario. Caleb Swearingen will check right back in, Dave, and he'll run for him.
All right, so
Harper did his job.
He did indeed. So Caleb Swearingen re-enters for himself. He will run now as Harper got hit with a pitch. Braden Nevins struck out in the third, so he's 0 for 1. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the sixth.
How about that? You're coming off the bench for the first time. You come in, first pitch, hitting the head, come back off.
I didn't call him a freshman. A throw to first, and the runner is back in time. That's Caleb Swearingen. We're set for the next pitch. On to Braden Nevins, the center fielder. There's the attempted bunt, but it'll be fouled down the first base line.
It wasn't a bad bunt attempt at all. See, all you need to do is just try to put the sacrifice bunt in play, square around. Now, the problem now, that Tackett, he knows it's coming. So he's going to try to throw it high, low, outside, a breaking ball. He's going to do something to try to make it a little difficult on Nevins here.
Nevins ready to go, looking at an 0-1 count with one down, a runner at first, nobody at second and third. Pitcher checks the runner, that's Sam Tackett. The pitch, outside. Or did he call it strike?
No, he pulled back. It'll be a ball.
All right, 1-1 the count. Tonight's game, a service of Wings Etc., great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. Wings, etc. We're ready for the 1-1 pitch. Tempted bunt, but he did not make contact. They're going to call it a ball. They make a throw down to Swearingen at first. He's back in time. So the count 2-1.
Yeah, you got to try to lay this bunt down no matter what. This is a big opportunity to move the runner.
2-1 the count with one down. Here's the pitch. Attempted bunt. Did they call it a strike? They did.
And Coach Trout took his hat off. He's furious. Nevins, he went for the bunt. The ball kind of rose on him, so he stabbed at it. When you bunt, you can't stab at it. You're supposed to catch it on the barrel of the bat. Now he's two strikes, and let's see if Trout still tells him to bunt. I know it's frowned upon in baseball because if you foul it off, you're automatically out. But, I mean, what's the worst thing that happens?
2-2 pitch, ready to go.
Yes.
Yeah, he missed the bunt. He tried, but he's out.
Look, Trout. Trout is furious, and they got to find a way to do something. Two outs. Swearingen stays on first. Here comes Trey Shaw, the top of the order. He had a single down the right field line the last time up.
So Trey Shaw at the top of the order. He got the only single in the game for Northview so far. Tonight's game, a service of WTHI-TV. They cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live. WTHI-TV 10 is proud to support your local community. So let's see if Trey Shaw can get the second hit of the game for the Knights. That ball is foul, so the count is 0-1.
And you see what Trey Shaw's doing. He's hugging the plate where almost the inside pitch is almost impossible to throw. So the outside pitch looks like it's right down the middle. He's just trying to put a barrel on the bat. That's all he needs to do right here.
Trey Shaw, the left-hander, steps in. Caleb Swearingen takes a lead at first. Nobody at second and third with two down. The pitch. That ball is bouncing back toward the second baseman. He'll make the throw to first, but he's safe.
Wow.
A hit, a good play by Trey Shaw. He just outran the throw. What a break for the Knights. And now Northview has runners at second and first.
And I'll tell you what, that was bang, bang. That was super close, too.
It really was. I mean, there wasn't a second that separated that throw and him tagging first. Tonight's game is service of Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor.
Plainfield's coach going out to argue the call.
He is indeed, but I think he's going to lose that argument.
Oh, I mean, I can't tell you if he was safe or out. It was that bang, bang.
I thought it was going to be close, but it looked to me like he made it. He made it just in the nick of time.
That's all the hustle by Trey Shaw, and that's huge. That's a single, right? Do they call that a single? Yeah, they will.
Absolutely. That's our third hit of the game. So now this will bring up Braden Tucker, the pitcher. Pitcher versus pitcher.
Braden Tucker almost took one out the last time up.
Runners take their leads at second and first. Nobody at third. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. There are two down here in the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's game, a service of French Funeral Home in Brazil. Faith, caring, and compassion. French Funeral Home. Runners take their leads. Sam Tackett delivers the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-2 on Braden Tucker.
This is probably the best opportunity Northview's going to get all game.
Indeed. Got to seize the moment, guys. Two outs, an 0-2 count. Runners take their leads at first and second. Nobody on at third. The 0-2 pitch. Popped up. Should be playable. The catcher's going for it, Kyle Dykens. He makes the grab, and that's the inning. So, for the Northview Knights, no runs. They did pick up a hit, no errors, two left on. We've played six innings of baseball on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard. We're still scoreless, Plainfield nothing, Northview nothing. Back.
Sundays.
Sorry about that.
Yard is now open.
Hey,
Sundays.
Corey.
Needing to do yard work
on
your vehicle on a Sunday morning? Go to Paul's Auto Yard.
Northview wins in the bottom of the seventh.
Bring your own tools and pull your own part on Sundays. Wanting some cash and you have an old junker? Pull it into Paul's Auto Yard.
And my predictions are usually
true. Spot. Just don't forget the title. Cleaning your yard on Sunday? Bring your scrap metal to Paul's Auto Yard. Now open on Sundays.
For the most complete coverage of sports in and around Terre Haute and Vigo County, the Tribune Star is your best media source. Follow your favorite high school and area collegiate teams, including the Division I ISU Sycamores, by subscribing to the daily and Sunday print edition. And keep up with the latest sports developments from anywhere by connecting to our website and social media. You are never too far from the Tribune Star, online at tribstar.com.
AM 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We go to the top of the seventh inning, still scoreless between Northview and Plainfield. Colin Dorsett, the center fielder, will bat next. He's still looking for his first hit of the game. And that first pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. Glad to have you tuned in tonight on Timeless 1130 WAMB. There's a bunt. Tucker's going to just tag him out.
Wow. Braden Tucker, man.
What a deal.
Pitchers who play their positions and pitch well, that's perfect. IU's getting a gem in Braden Tucker, I tell you what.
Jackson Mitchell, the shortstop, will bat next. He struck out twice. One, he was caught looking in the fourth. He swung and struck out in the first. So let's see what happens to Jackson Mitchell here in the top of the seventh. No score in this game as that ball is smashed down the third base line. Foul. Count 0-2. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Park County REMC. They are your Touchtone Energy Cooperative. Swing and a miss on the next pitch, and now the count 0-2. Also want to thank Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Lorenz Service, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. Jackson Mitchell looking at an 0-2 count. Swing and a miss, and Braden Tucker strikes him out, and there's two down.
Number 16. Oh, my.
Wow. And your next batter due up is Tyce Farrell, the first baseman. He got the big double for Plainfield, their only hit tonight. He struck out in the fourth. Tonight's game, a service of Sue Goshen, your family-owned H&R Block, 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch, and that first pitch is a strike.
He dropped his arm angle, went submarine, and it hooked in there for a strike. He can do anything.
That pitch is outside, 1-1 the count. Also want to thank Sonic Drive-In. They have two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and State Road 46 east of Terre Haute for sponsoring our coverage all season long. There's a foul ball down the third baseline. So the count, 1-2 and two down.
Braden Tucker's one pitch away from his 17th strikeout of the ball game.
That's amazing.
Here's the thing. Plainfield's got a lefty warming up in the bullpen down there because you can't pitch them that many if you want to pitch Monday.
That ball is foul again down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2. Don't forget that this is your home for the Terre Haute Rex baseball team. The Rex start next Wednesday night. Home and away games, all 60 games, plus hopefully some postseason action will all be live here on WAMB. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. And that will end the inning. Three up, three down. Can Northview win it in the bottom of the seventh? Stay with us on your home for Northview Sports, WAMB.
Looking for a truck driving job with weekends off? Hobby Trucking is currently accepting applications for qualified Class A CDL company drivers. Applicants must be able to pass a physical and drug screen. Hobby Trucking also has a qualified office personnel position open. Hobby Trucking is family owned and operated. Stop by Hobby Trucking on Highway 40 just 3 miles west of Brazil for an application or call 812-446-0581 for more details on how you can join their team.
This is John Shepherd at Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services in Brazil. Heartworm disease is a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes. Heartworm disease can be deadly. We can protect our dogs and cats from heartworms by giving them a monthly preventative. Heartworm disease is on the inside of the body, so oftentimes owners don't know that it's going on. One of the concerns we have about treating heartworm disease is cost, and the cost can be mitigated through prevention. So please keep your pets safe and happy and with you this summer. Keep them on heartworm prevention. And remember, blessings come from Four Loving Paws.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
We're back at Avon High School. My name is Dave Crooks. I'm along with Corey Clark on this Thursday evening. The winner of this game advances to Monday's semifinal round against Brownsburg. It's been a great ball game, a pitcher's duel. No score. Brigham Boo will lead things off, followed by Gavin Morris and then Dylan Zentko.
Right now, pitch counts for these two teams. Tackett, this will be his 78th pitch. Braden Tucker, he's at 81. Significance about that, if these teams, these two pitchers want a chance to pitch for a sectional championship Monday, they can only pitch up to 100 pitches in order to be available for Monday. That's how the rule works. You get 120 per day, so they can split it up 60 and 60 in the semifinal or final game, but they got to keep them under 100 here.
Brigham Boo gets a piece of the ball, so it's a 1-1 count now. We need to find a way to get a run and to go home happy. That's our plan.
Well, that'll make Trout happy because his pitchers are right where he wants them.
Craig's a nervous wreck, and I don't blame him.
I would be too.
1-1 pitch. That ball is looped down toward the shortstop. The play to first is in time for the out. So Jackson Mitchell to Tyce Farrell, and there's one down. And this will bring up Gavin Morris, the third baseman. Want to thank one of our longtime sponsors for Northview Sports this year. It's the Hearing Aid Warehouse, located just north of Lynn's Pharmacy in Brazil, Ellis Plaza in Terre Haute, and across from City Hall in Sullivan. If you or a loved one has hearing loss problems, please reach out to Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin at the Hearing Aid Warehouse. They've been helping hundreds of people for years, and they can help you too. Call the Hearing Aid Warehouse. Gavin Morris looking at an 0-1 count as the first pitch was a strike. Nobody on here in the bottom of the seventh. We got to find a way to get a run to win this game, or we're going to go to extra innings. And that next pitch is a strike, 0-2 the count. This is your home for the Indy 500. Coverage Sunday begins at 11. Flag-to-flag coverage on 1130, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, as well as our sister station WFNB at 92.7. That ball popped up, and it's headed out to the soybean field.
Can't even see it anymore. It's so dark.
Indeed. 0-2 the count with one down here in the bottom of the seventh.
All right, Dave, I agree. It's still past my bedtime now, too.
I got a long drive home. You can be home in like 5 minutes.
True. Well, that's how it is for me every week after a game.
The 0-2 pitch. That ball is lying down. Oh, it's going to be a base hit in right field. Gavin Morris is on with a base hit. He found the hole between first and second, and he's on base.
How about that? How clutch was that? Let's see if they decide to use a pinch runner in this situation.
So now Craig Trout wants to talk to the umpire.
Here comes Parker Johnson as a pinch runner for Gavin Morris.
So Parker Johnson will head to first base to be a pinch runner. Dylan Zentko, who struck out in the second, and then he got thrown out by the third baseman at first. There's an infield meeting now as the Plainfield coach wants to talk to his infield. So we've got a brief break in the action. Your line score right now looks like this. 0 runs, 1 hit, and 0 errors for the Quakers of Plainfield. Northview, 0 runs, 4 hits, no errors. The Knights have 1 out. We're in the bottom of the seventh. We've got a runner on first, nobody at second and third. So Dylan Zentko could be a hero right here. We got to figure out a way to get a run home and win this game.
Do you take a chance and steal?
If it looks
right. It's tough because as a coach, it's too risky. You haven't got that many base runners. Haven't had any in the scoring position, really. I wouldn't steal him personally yet. I would see if Dylan Zentko can do it because you're almost to the point where his pitch counts up anyway.
Here's the pitch. That ball's going to be playable. Popped up. Looks like the shortstop's calling for it. Jackson Mitchell, he couldn't see it. The ball dropped, but it won't matter. They're going to throw out our runner at second.
And I'll tell you what, that was bad, but that was the best-case scenario because now you have the slower runner on, and your best pinch runner has to come out of the game. So now Dylan Zentko is the runner. He'll get a pinch runner, but it won't be the second fastest guy now on the bench instead of the first.
So we have 2 outs here in the bottom of the seventh.
Do you rule an error a hit? It has to be a hit because it didn't touch anybody, I think.
What's the decision here in the press box? Fielder's choice, not a hit. Who is our pinch runner right now? Number 10, is that right?
Plate, junior, number 17, Trey Tucker.
Yeah, who's the pinch runner at first? Is that number 10? Tyler Timberman? Tyler Timberman.
Second fastest guy on that bench.
Number 10. Our batter now is Trey Tucker. So Trey Tucker has gotten a hit tonight. He's got caught looking for a strikeout in the fifth. They make a throw to our pinch runner at first. He's back in time.
There are 2 outs in the inning, correct?
There are 2 outs in the inning, yes. So a runner at first, nobody at second and third. Trey Tucker, the pitch. Low and outside, 1-0 the count. So 1-0 with 2 down. Can the Knights win it in the seventh?
I might take a chance and steal here.
Runner takes the lead at first. That's Tyler Timberman. And that pitch is a ball. Is the count 1-0 or 1-1?
I believe it's 2-0.
2-0 the count, okay. A 2-0 pitch. Ball popped up out of play. Still a good crowd on hand, but why would you leave this one anyway? Been a great game, and we're only an hour and a half into it, and we're in the bottom of the seventh.
See, this is where it gets tricky. Do you take out your best pitcher? Because you have to win this game in order to play Monday. Never save a pitcher for Monday, a day, because it may rain the next day, is the quote I always live by, but you kind of have to.
Swing and a miss for strike two.
Even though there is rain in the forecast for Monday.
Trey Tucker with a 2-2 count. Two down, bottom of the seventh. No score between Northview and Plainfield. Runner takes the lead at first. Nobody at second and third. The 2-2 pitch. That's low. And we've got a full count.
Big pitch right here. Walk, you put a runner in scoring position with your senior DH coming up. Strike him out, we go to extras.
So Sam Tackett looking at a 3-2 count, two down, bottom of the seventh, no score. Knights have a runner at first, nobody at second and third.
And no matter what, this runner at first is going to steal.
The payoff pitch. That ball popped up, it's going to be out of play. Count remains full at 3-2. Well, I have a feeling we're going to extra innings. Although I would prefer to win it right here on this next pitch somehow, some way. Trey Tucker steps in. Runner takes the lead at first. The payoff pitch. Outside, ball four.
That's crucial right there. That's huge.
That is big. So now we have a runner at second, a runner at first. This will bring up Andrew Osborne, the DH.
Andrew Osborne draws a circle in the dirt. This would be big for the senior right here. How big would this be?
Oh.
A base hit wins the game possibly.
Let's see what happens.
But it all comes down to Timmerman. Can he get a big lead and a good enough jump on the contact? Two outs, you have to go on anything anyway.
All right, we're set to go with two down here in the bottom of the seventh. Outside corner pitch, called strike. 0-1 the count.
Right now, Tackett, he's at 94 pitches. He can finish the batter as long as he's below 100.
0-1 the count. Here comes the pitch. That ball popped up out of play. So the count 0-2. No score between Northview and Plainfield. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Five hits in this game. The Knights have had four. Nobody has scored, but the Knights have runners at first and second. The pitch to Andrew Osborne. High for a ball. Oh, and a throw to second. But our runner is safe.
That was dangerous.
That was a little dangerous. Our pinch runner, Tyler Timberman, out at second. Trey Tucker on at first. And Andrew Osborne trying to be a hero right now here in the bottom of the seventh. The 1-2 pitch. Got a piece of it. Count remains 1-2. Come on, Knights. Just need a walk or a hit right now. Let's see what happens with a 1-2 count coming up. Here comes the pitch from Sam Tackett. Outside, 2-2 the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Bottom of the seventh. Knights have runners at second and first. Nobody on at third. Again, your batter, Andrew Osborne. Sam Tackett, the right-hander, pitches the 2-2. Swing and a miss. They strike him out. And we're going to extra innings. At the end of seven on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Plainfield nothing, Northview nothing. Back with the eighth inning after this timeout on WAMB.
You don't have the pool open yet? Need chemicals for your spa? Not a problem. Give John and Terry at Highway 40 Pool and Spa a call today at 812-605-9228 to get your pool or spa open for the season or to get your water tested with their water leak testing system. Highway 40 Pool and Spa also stocks a large selection of pool and spa chemicals and accessories. Highway 40 Pool and Spa open 10 to 6, 9 to noon Saturday, close Wednesday and Sunday. Highway 40 Pool and Spa, 5463 West U.S. Highway 40, Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We're back at Avon High School. Our doubleheader action tonight from the 4A baseball sectional. We go to extra innings here in the top of the eighth.
Pinch hitter, Peyton Leith.
And we do have a pinch hitter for Plainfield. The first pitch is a strike, 0-1 the count. What's his name again?
Peyton Leith.
Peyton Leap?
Leith, L-E-A-T-H.
Leith.
Yes.
Okay, Peyton Leith is the pinch hitter. Called strike on that one, 0-2 the count. No score. Knights threatened in that last inning but could not bring a runner in to win the game. This is anybody's ball game, no doubt about it. One ball, two strikes on Peyton Leith, the pinch hitter, filling in for the DH, Jackson Knowles. Braden Tucker delivers the 1-2. Inside for a ball, 2-2 the count.
Yeah, but it gets tricky because you get to the point where you're reaching 100 pitches. You may have to make a change. I saw Brigham Boo warming up down there for the Knights.
Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So Braden Tucker picks up another strikeout.
Number 18.
Wow.
Peyton Manning.
So now this will bring up Miller Nichols, the right fielder. He got caught looking in the second, struck out, thrown out by the second baseman in the fifth. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch. It's outside, 1-0. Defensively for your Knights, Braden Tucker on the mound, Corbin Allen your catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Brigham Boo at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at short. Swing and a miss on that pitch, 1-1 the count. Caleb Swearingen in left field, Braden Nevins in center, and Trey Tucker in right field. A ball and a strike. That pitch is outside, 2-1 the count. Tomorrow morning, or at least at high noon, we'll join the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Freedom 100 race. As that ball has popped up out of play, and the count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one out. The pitch outside, 3-2 the count.
Big pitch coming up.
So, yes, no doubt about it, with one down here in the top of the eighth. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and Tucker gets strikeout number 19. So now this will bring up Carter Knoll. He is the third baseman. He has struck out twice tonight for the Quakers.
Number 24, Carter Knoll.
19 strikeouts, my goodness.
Pretty impressive. Here's the pitch. Did it hit him? It did, didn't it? He got hit by the pitch.
Oh, no, they're calling him back.
They are calling him back?
They're saying he led into it, and that's why Braden Tucker showed emotion there.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll take it. So bring him back. That was the right call. So 0-1 the count on Carter Knoll, the third baseman. The pitch. on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-2 the count. So a big pitch coming up for Braden Tucker. The 0-2 pitch. Foul ball. Count remains 0-2. We hope you are enjoying our live coverage of Northview Sports. Please go to our Facebook page and give us a like at Timeless 1130 WAMB. That ball is straight back. It's going deep to Braden Nevins, but he's calling for it. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning. Three up, three down for Plainfield. On the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, we go to the bottom of the eighth. Still no score between the Knights and the Quakers. Back with more after these messages on WAMB Brazil.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family
safe, with the
most accurate
audio there, I'm sorry.
Weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group. For a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
We're back at Avon High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. No score. And the Knights trying to win it here in the bottom of the eighth, if at all possible. Caleb Swearingen in the number eight spot will lead things off. Let's see what happens. The pitch on the outside corner for a called strike.
Pitch number 99, and the catcher didn't even move. Not an inch, and it hit him right in the glove. This guy's not tired.
Sam Tackett, what a great pitcher, along with our own Braden Tucker. That one's low, 1-1 the count. Braden Nevins is warming up. One and one the count. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. So Northview trying to find a way to win this game in a walk-off here in the bottom of the eighth.
This might be the last batter Tackett faces in order to be able to pitch again on Monday. If he keeps going, he won't be able to pitch the rest of the tournament.
The 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2 the count.
Tackett's got 11 strikeouts compared to Braden Tucker's 19. That's got to be a record somewhere, right? Has to be.
It's a lot of strikeouts. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out. So Caleb Swearingen goes down. This will bring up Braden Nevins, the center fielder.
Now stepping to the plate, junior number five, Braden Nevins.
They're going to keep him in. Wow.
Well, you can't get to Monday unless you win tonight.
That's
so that
true.
May be
I
their
agree.
Attitude.
But he's only got 20 pitches left total. Until he has to be taken out. And he's going to. He's going to keep his best out there.
That pitch is low. 1-0 the count. Want to know the count. Nobody on for the Knights here at the bottom of the eighth, trying to find a way to get some runners on to possibly win it here in extra innings. That's a strike. 1-1 the count. The winner plays Brownsburg Monday afternoon following the Terre Haute South Avon game, which gets underway at 10. We'll have coverage Monday morning at 9:50 here on WAMB. Inside pitch, 2-1 the count. You're listening to Timeless 1130. 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. That pitch is low and outside, 3-1 the count.
I hope this decision is going to come back and haunt him, because now he's down 3-1. If they walk this batter, it brings up Trey Shaw in the night. He's 2-for-3. I mean, good for the Knights, but.
I'm trying to keep from yawning. 3-1 the count, the pitch. Oh, they rung him up for a strike, 3-2 the count. So we've got a full count right now on Braden Nevins. One down, bottom of the eighth, no score. Big pitch coming up here. Sam Tackett. And now Braden Nevins steps out of the box for just a moment. And now he steps back in. Nevins has struck out twice tonight, looking for his first hit of the evening. Sam Tackett delivers the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and they strike him out.
Strikeout number 14, man.
So now we'll go to the top of the Northview order with Trey Shaw, the shortstop. He's had two of Northview's four hits tonight. And if we can't figure out a way to get him around, we'll be going to the ninth inning. No score here in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Outside, ball one.
Trey Shaw, 2-for-3 on the day. His last two plate appearances and base hit to the right side.
The 1-0 count and the pitch coming up here in a moment when Sam Tackett gets ready for the windup. Here it is. A strike. 1-1 the count. So Trey Shaw struck out in the first, got a single in the fourth. Then they threw him out at first when he took that huge lead when our ball was caught in center field, and they threw him out at first as he was trying to get back to the base.
Man.
Got a single on the sixth. The 1-1 pitch. Nice smash to the shortstop. Jackson Mitchell makes the... Oh, bad throw. They overthrew the throw. That'll be an E6. And Trey Shaw is on with that error.
I'm surprised he didn't go to second on the bad throw.
I think he was in shock because it looked like he was going to be an easy out. But it is late. Everybody's getting tired.
I tell you what, these kids aren't tired. There's too much adrenaline going through their heads right now, man.
Well, it was a bad throw.
Which happens.
But it does.
Now Brandon Tucker. He's had 19 strikeouts today. Can he win it with one swing of the bat here?
That'd be awesome. I'd love to see a Braden Tucker walk-off win right here in the bottom of the eighth. We'd probably start singing the I-Youth song.
Who's yours?
Two down, runner at first, nobody at second and third. Foul ball. So the count 0-1 on Braden Tucker. He got caught looking in the first, popped up to the right fielder in the fourth. That's when Trey Shaw got in trouble from third to first, and then he popped up on the catcher in the sixth.
Here's a tough thing. Sam Tackett, he has 8 pitches left. He can't throw any more after that.
Wow. A throw to first, runner is safe. And again, that is Trey Shaw. So Trey Shaw on at first, nobody at second and third. Braden Tucker. Ready for the 0-1 pitch. Ball's popped up out of play. Count 0-2.
Yeah, he lowered that front shoulder, which is why he hit it straight up in the midair. Or back shoulder on the swing, and he popped everything up right there. He's got to hit line drive solid right here. 0-2 count. Doesn't matter for Braden Tucker. He's got a huge strike zone, huge width. He's tall. He can swing the baseball bat very quick. So breaking ball or not, he's going to sit back and drive one here. At least I hope.
Sam Tackett checks the runner at first. Braden Tucker steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And now Tucker steps back in.
Don't be surprised on an 0-2 pitch out here in case Trey Shaw decides to steal.
Two down. We're in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-2 pitch. Outside, they're going to make a throw to second. And they got him.
Can I call that?
They threw him out at second.
I caught that.
You sure did.
100%.
Oh, we're going to the ninth inning. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, nobody left on. We played eight innings of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, we're still scoreless. Plainfield and Northview, nothing. Back with more after these messages on WAMB.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm worried about Dad.
Yeah, me too. He's really struggling with his hearing.
I've got an idea. Let's call the Hearing Aid Warehouse and see if they can help.
This is Marty Hobbs. Today's hearing aids are more advanced than ever. Call me today for a no-obligation appointment. The Hearing Aid Warehouse can help you or your loved ones hear better. The Hearing Aid Warehouse, just north of Lynn's Pharmacy in Brazil, Ellis Plaza Highway 41 South in Terre Haute, or across from City Hall in Sullivan. Find us on the web at thehearingaidwarehouse.com.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. No score between Northview and Plainfield. The batter is Kyle Dykens. He is the catcher for Plainfield. He's looking at a 1-0 count. The pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. 1-1 or 2-1? I couldn't quite see the ump. Foul ball. So I think 1-2 is the count, or 2-2. And now we've got Craig Trout coming out to see the pitcher. And is he going to take out? He may take out Braden Tucker.
I think Coach Trout needs to understand the rules. He's allowed to finish the batter under 100. I don't think he's going to take him out yet. He is. Wow.
He is. He's taking the ball.
He's not. I don't understand that, because he's allowed to finish the batter. He stopped him dead at 100. He can finish the batter as long as he starts under 100, can he?
Well, I don't know. So we're going to get a new pitcher. Who's coming in? So let's see. That would be number, 27? Is that right? And that would be Gavin Morris. Is that right?
Warming up on the mound, number 27, Gavin Morris.
So Gavin Morris is going to be your new pitcher for the Northview Knights. He's been playing third base. So now he will go to first. And not sure who's going to replace Gavin at third, but we do have a break in the action. No score between Northview and Plainfield. We'll come back with more after these messages on WAMB.
Have you noticed that squealing sound or not being able to stop like you used to? Sounds like you need to give the guys at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call today at 812-446-7331. Loren Service and Auto Repair provides several services and is a family-owned and operated auto repair shop, and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Closed on Saturdays. Lorenz Service and Auto Repair, a place where you can still shake the owner's hand.
Are you ready for some Terre Haute Rex baseball?
There's no place like home for summer fun and entertainment. Bring the entire family to Bob Warren Field at Sycamore Stadium. Purchase full or half-season tickets today, or buy single-game tickets as low as $6 for adults at the ticket office 1 hour before all home games. For more information, visit rexbaseball.com
okay.
or call 812-478-3817.
Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Rex Baseball. The Terre Haute Rex home opener is May 31st. Get your tickets today.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Well, Gavin Morris is the new pitcher for Northview, and it took one pitch to strike out Kyle Dykin, so we do have one down here in the top of the ninth.
And I got the rule explained to me. So anything below the max at 120, it's a dead stop at the pitch count 100. So Coach Trout did the right thing, took out Braden Tucker at 100, so he's available for Monday. If it's 120, it's different. You can go to 130 as long as you started at 119 on that batter.
We have a pinch hitter now for Plainfield here in the top of the ninth with one down. And let's see. This will bring in Hunter Dalton. So you got one down. Hunter Dalton will step up to the plate. Here's the pitch. That is low for ball one. So Hunter Dalton is entering in the Sam Tackett spot. Next pitch, a called strike. One and two the count. Still one down here in the top of the ninth with nobody on here for Plainfield. That ball popped up. Should be playable. Could be playable. Can Corbin Allen get it? What a beautiful catch. Corbin Allen dove. He literally dove, and he caught the ball, and there's two down.
Tell me this game doesn't mean that much to him, Dave. Tell me that.
Wow, what a great play by the Northview catcher.
I got chills after that.
Beautiful work by Corbin Allen. And now we go to the top of the order for Plainfield with Jacob Sims. He's 0 for 3. All three have been strikeouts here tonight for Jacob Sims on the top of the Plainfield order. Here comes the pitch. Inside for a ball. We're in the top of the ninth. No score. 4A baseball sectional at Avon High School. Terre Haute North lost earlier tonight. So Brownsburg plays the winner of this game Monday afternoon at 12:30. That follows the Terre Haute South Avon game at 10. The count is 2-0 on Jacob Sims. Sectional championship Memorial Day night, 7 o'clock, weather permitting. The 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. So Gavin Morris, the pitcher on the mound for Northview here in the top of the ninth. The Knights trying to find a way to win this game, but it's been scoreless through eight. Ball four. So we've walked Jacob Sims. So now Plainfield's got the go-ahead run at first.
I'm about to run out of room on my score sheet.
Me too. Colin Dorsett, the center fielder, will bat next. Popped up to the first baseman in the first. Struck out in the fourth. And he had a line drive to the pitcher in the seventh. Or I think that's where he got tagged, wasn't it? Actually, Tucker tagged him out. Runner takes the lead at first. Here's the pitch. That's foul. So the count is 0-1.
Gavin Morris, a freshman, man. That's a big difference going from Braden Tucker to Gavin Morris, but he's a phenomenal pitcher. He's going to be really good in the years to come.
Morris ready for the 0-1. Called strike. So Colin Dorsett down 0-2 with two down here in the top of the ninth. Runner takes the lead at first. Here's the pitch. That ball looped out toward the second baseman, and a catch in the air by Braden Tucker.
Oh, wait. Okay. Yep.
He's out.
The umpire had to think about it for a second. Braden Tucker slid on his backside, went for the baseball, and caught it in midair. The Plainfield coaches are arguing that it hit the ground before Braden Tucker got it. The first base umpire sat there for 5 seconds, stared at Braden Tucker, and finally put his fist up and said, out.
Wow.
What a play.
So, in the top of the ninth.
I wait a second because they're about to discuss this if it's safe or out.
The two umpires now are going to have a conference. They better not overrule that decision. That would be a crime if they did.
He's out.
Okay, so he's really out. So, in the inning, there's no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 8.5 innings of baseball here at Avon High School. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Still no score between Plainfield and Northview.
On the sporting field and in life, teamwork makes a difference. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, is proud to represent over 2,250 active members as well as numerous retired members. Their goal is to keep their members safe and make sure they're the best trained in the construction industry. For more information, visit IUOELocal841.com. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, wishes the best of luck to our local teams in the state tournament. Auto Source is the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Stop by Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse, or check out their inventory of cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, and motorcycles online at PremierAutoSourceInc.com. Ask about the specials for improved pricing. Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse.
1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB.
Dave Crooks and Corey Clark back at Avon High School. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. No score between Northview and Plainfield. The winner trying to get to the semifinal round Monday afternoon at around 12:30. We'll lead things off with Braden Tucker. He's 0 for 3 today. Let's see if he can be a hero right now and win this ball game.
Plainfield's going to keep Sam Tackett out there.
Yep, Tackett's still on the mound. That ball smashed down to the second baseman. Mitchell Baker picks it up, and a bad throw. He makes a very bad throw. Tucker is going to second, and looky there. Tucker is on second base. That is going to be an E4.
Wow.
We'll take it.
That was easy. I mean, it was a reaching ground ball. The second baseman for Plainfield and Baker picked it up and just launched it over the first baseman's head.
So Braden Tucker gets on to second base. This will bring up Brigham Boo. Now we just got to find a way to get a run home and go home happy. No score here in the bottom of the ninth with no outs. Plainfield and Northview are all tied up at zero.
So what are you doing here? No outs, running on second base. I'm going to bunt. No doubt in my mind, I'm bunting. Braden Tucker second to third.
They're just going to go ahead and send Brigham Boo to first.
They're going to intentionally walk him, which puts Gavin Morris up to the plate.
So an intentional base on balls.
I'm still bunting.
So now, Gavin Morris, who's now the pitcher for Northview.
Number 27, Gavin Morris.
So let's see if he can get a hit. With two runners on here in the bottom of the ninth.
Here we go.
Sam Tackett on the mound for Plainfield with Braden Tucker at second, Brigham Boo at first, nobody on at third, Gavin Morris ready for the bunt. And Tucker just stole third.
Here's what just happened. The third baseman charged. They got their bunt covers messed up. Runner at third, the third baseman needs to stay there. Instead, they had both charged, so Braden Tucker just stole, and Gavin Morris didn't bunt at all. Now no outs. Braden Tucker at third. I would intentionally walk Gavin Morris if I was them, because now it puts bases loaded and force out anywhere now and makes a squeeze play a lot harder.
So we've got a great situation now if you're a Northview fan, because we've got a runner at third, Braden Tucker. We've got Brigham Boo at second, nobody at first, and Coach Shane Abril will walk out to the mound and talk to his infield. But Northview in a pretty good position right now. Now, he's waving. He had his hands in the air. What did he decide to do here?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on, but they're going to have to keep Sam. No, they're going to take him out.
So will Tackett come out or not?
Tackett will stay in. I think they're trying to figure out his pitch count. They're going to intentionally walk Gavin Morris here.
Wow.
So now bases loaded. Nobody on, Dave. And what really caused that was Plainfield messed up on defense there. On a bunt coverage of runners on first and second, the third baseman has to stay home. He absolutely has to. Instead, he charged. Nobody covered third because the shortstop was too busy covering second, and he got down there right away. I'm going to take a video of this for you. Make it easy on you.
Thank you. We got to have some pictures.
I'll stand
of
up.
This.
I can't sit anymore anyway.
All right, so again, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, no outs. So now Dylan Zenko, a chance to be a hero right now with the bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. That ball smashed to the shortstop. Run comes home. The Knights win. The Knights win. Northview wins in the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Zenko hit the ball, and it was bobbled by the second baseman, but it didn't matter as Braden Tucker came home and scored, and Northview wins it in the bottom of the ninth, 1-0.
Dude, what a game. Got to give credit. Give credit to Sam Tackett. 14 strikeouts, but Dylan Zenko, what he was supposed to do, he choked up and he put the ball in play. Nobody should have lost this game today with the way Tackett and Braden Tucker pitched, but somebody had to. Dylan Zenko gets the walk-off, put it into play, hit it hard towards the shortstop, and Braden Tucker scored. Phenomenal job.
A great game tonight here at Avon High School as Northview improves to 23-6 on the season. They pick up a big win tonight against Plainfield. What a great game we witnessed. And again, Northview had the bases loaded. Braden Tucker on at third, Brigham Boo at second, Gavin Morris at first. Dylan Zenko basically hit the ball. It was bobbled by the second baseman, and he couldn't get it to first in time, but it didn't matter anyway as Braden Tucker came home to score, and Northview wins it in the bottom of the ninth by a final score of 1-0. What a great win for the Northview Knights. And now they will play sometime after 12 o'clock on Monday. They'll take on Brownsburg in the second game. In the first game on Monday, it'll be Terre Haute South taking on Avon. So we'll be back on the air Monday morning at 9:50 here on Timeless 1130 WAMB. I don't know if you can track down Coach Trout real quick, but if you can, send him up here. We'll take a quick break. We may have Craig on the air. We may not. We'll see if we can pull him up here. But stay with us here on your home for Northview Night Sports, Timeless 1130 WAMB. Back with more in a moment.
Looking for a truck driving job with weekends off? Hobby Trucking is currently accepting applications for qualified Class A CDL company drivers. Applicants must be able to pass a physical and drug screen. Hobby Trucking also has a qualified office personnel position open. Hobby Trucking is family owned and operated. Stop by Hobby Trucking on Highway 40 just 3 miles west of Brazil for an application or call 812-446-0581 for more details on how you can join their team.
This is John Shepherd at Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services in Brazil. Heartworm disease is a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes. Heartworm disease can be deadly. We can protect our dogs and cats from heartworms by giving them a monthly preventative. Heartworm disease is on the inside of the body, so oftentimes owners don't know that it's going on. One of the concerns we have about treating heartworm disease is cost, and the cost can be mitigated through prevention. So please keep your pets safe and happy and with you this summer. Keep them on heartworm prevention. And remember, blessings come from Four Loving Paws.
You're listening to Northview Baseball on WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, where the Northview Knights pick up a big win tonight in the bottom of the ninth. The final score, 1-0, as Northview wins it. What an exciting game we witnessed here at Avon High School tonight. So, Coach Trout, we may be able to get him up here for a quick interview. He's talking to Andy Amy from the Tribune Star right now in front of the dugout. But if possible, we're going to try to get Craig up here for a quick post-game interview. But what an exciting game we had tonight. Two great pitchers. Sam Tackett did a great job for Plainfield, but Braden Tucker did just the same. He had, 19 or so strikeouts tonight. It was just a great pitcher's duel, but a big win for Northview as they move on to the semifinal round on Monday. They're now 23-6 on the season, and what a win for the Northview Knights tonight. Braden Tucker was on third base, Brigham Boo on second, Gavin Morris at first, and Dylan Zenko had the magic hit that allowed the run to come home, and it was just an exciting way for Northview to win it here in walk-off fashion here in the bottom of the ninth. And Northview moves on to Monday's game. So now, here's what we've got lined up for you on Monday. Excuse me, Terre Haute South will take on Avon. That'll be a 10 o'clock start on a Monday morning. And then And that's all weather permitting, of course. Brownsburg will take on Northview 45 minutes after the first game. So you're looking at like 12:15 to 1 o'clock, somewhere in that range. So just tune in early so you don't miss any of the action. And then the two remaining winners will meet in the championship Monday night at 7, and we'll be on the air for that one at 6:50 here on Timeless 11:30, 99.5 and 106.9 WAMB. So again, a big win for Northview tonight as they defeat the Plainfield Quakers by a 1-0 score. Now, we're still struggling to get Craig up in the press booth because now there's a TV station interviewing him. So I'm going to stick with it. So Corey's down on the field trying to find a way to bring him up here. So we'll stay on just a little bit longer. And we're so glad that you tuned in tonight for all the coverage on WAMB. Be sure to go to our Timeless Facebook page, Timeless 1130 WAMB. Give us a like, and that way you can stay in tune with all of our program information as well as local news and information throughout the day on WAMB. Indy 500 coverage coming your way on Sunday. We'll join the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Network on Sunday at 11 o'clock for flag-to-flag coverage. That'll be on 1130 AM, 99.5 FM, 106.9 FM, and also our sister station, Light 92.7 WFMB. We'll have the greatest spectacle in racing on Sunday. We'll have coverage from the Freedom 100 race tomorrow. That will happen at 12 o'clock noon. And if you're going to Carb Day, maybe I'll see you up there. We're going to try to make it up and see my first ever Carb Day. I never missed the 500, but first time I've actually been to Carb Day, so we're going to try to pull that off tomorrow. So a big win for the Northview Knights tonight. They win it 1-0. As Craig Trout still got his press conference going on right now in front of the dugout with some of the members of the media. And we'll hang on just a little bit longer because Corey's down there trying to get the coach's attention once he's done doing some TV and newspaper interviews. And if we can get him up here for a quick post-game interview, and I think he's got him corralled. So here we go. So Craig Trout is on his way up to talk on our post-game show. And we're glad you're still with us here on Timeless 1130 WAMB and 99.5 FM and 106.9 FM. We're also streaming worldwide at WAMBradio.com. Always like to hear from where our listeners are tuned in at. You can always let us know by visiting our Facebook site, Timeless 1130 WAMB. Give us a like and let us know where you're tuned in tonight, listening to Northview Sports here on Brazil's local station, WAMB. So Craig Trout's on his way up. I'm sure he's a happy guy, and a lot of Northview fans made the trip up tonight to watch this one in person. And, boy, the fan base does make a difference, too. I mean, our fans were much louder, and I'm sure when you're a bunch of kids in the field, you like hearing the fans. Craig Trout, congratulations. Man, oh, man, you got to have some nervous moments in this last 2 hours tonight.
Yeah, you can take me home, put me to bed. I'll sleep better now tonight. But what a great baseball game. That's just a fantastic high school baseball game.
I mean, two great pitchers, just a great pitcher's duel.
Yeah, that's what I said. It almost had the feel of a state championship game. Everybody was making plays. Everybody was trying to do their best at the plate. But two guys just absolutely dominating. But Braden Tucker, man, he is a warrior. I mean, 19 Ks. We couldn't do it without him.
No doubt. And then you guys played airless ball again, which that helped a lot because they had three big errors that cost them.
Yeah, we've preached defense in the tournament, and it came down to that. So,
Did you expect this kind of a battle tonight with Plainfield?
I expected it to be a really good baseball game. You know, we beat them 6-1 in the regular season, but we didn't see the Tackett kid, and just a great outing by him tonight. And for us, you know, coming into a 4A sectional, you're trying to compete every game, but that was again something special for a high school baseball game.
Any other thoughts about tonight's game?
I just thought our guys had a lot of energy. I thought everybody was into the game the whole time, and that's what I'm excited about. You know, that's one of those things where everybody had high energy for a tournament game. We were all focused on the same goal, and I felt like everything went as well as it possibly could.
Well, and it was good to see a lot of fans up here on a on an evening like this, so late at night, and they were
beautiful facility, and you know, we got started late, but everybody hung in there. I think even my son, who's two, stayed awake, and he's pretty fired up. So,
all right, Craig, well, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you Monday.
All right, thank you guys so much for covering us. Thanks for everything.
Hey, no problem. Craig Trout talking about the win tonight, 1-0 over the Plainfield Quakers, and they will play now Monday afternoon, and we'll have the coverage on WAMB. For Corey Clark, I'm Dave Crooks. I want to thank our Dennis Porter, our studio producer tonight. We want to thank you for tuning in for Northview Sports Coverage. We're back on the air Monday morning when Terre Haute South takes on Avon on the air at 9:50, followed by Brownsburg against Northview, then the championship at 7 o'clock. Until Monday, so long, everybody.